This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. A long simmering fight between Ireland and the European Union over big tech regulation just boiled over. Ireland's Data Protection Commission says it's now planning to take the EU regulator that oversees it to court. This dispute with Ireland is part of a long series of battles between the EU and big tech over competition, taxation, and privacy. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Over the years, Ireland has enticed a large array of American tech companies to set up their European headquarters there with seductive messages like this.
This is Europe's beating heart.
Ireland has emphasized its low corporate tax rate, light touch regulation, and its enthusiastic membership of the world's largest single market, the European Union.
Make Ireland your European home, because this is where Europe's heart is.
But that sentiment is not shared in every quarter across the EU. Here's Austrian lawyer and data protection campaigner Max Schrems.
We have a very long and ongoing problem with Ireland. Ireland is one of the tax-avoiding kind of safe havens for big companies in Europe, and that includes regulatory parts in Ireland.
As the EU country with the biggest concentration of big tech companies, Ireland has the primary responsibility for regulating them when it comes to data protection. Schrems alleges that Ireland has failed to do its job through fear of upsetting big tech.
They got just very dependent on these companies, and it makes it really complicated to enforce fundamental rights in Europe anymore.
The European body charged with overseeing the Irish regulator urged it to take tougher action over the alleged exploitation of personal data. The Irish regulator is now suing that body for overstepping its authority. Johnny Ryan of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties sides with the EU over this.
And in my view, it is the Irish Data Protection Commission that is paralysing Europe's enforcement against big tech. It's clearly a problem at the Irish Data Protection Commission.
The Commission insists it is doing its job, protecting data with public information messages like this.
Companies don't have the automatic right to use your personal data to send you marketing messages. Using your contact details for electronic marketing purposes without your permission is a criminal offence.
The Commission is refusing to comment further. So is the Irish government. So is the agency responsible for attracting foreign direct investment. And so too is the main business organisation, Technology Ireland. A sensitive issue. But on the other side of the Irish Sea, in London, Matthew Lesh of the Free Market Institute of Economic Affairs said the Irish authorities are right to defend what is a vital industry.
More than 100,000 people in Ireland are employed in the technology sector. It contributes about 16% of Ireland's economy.
And he's critical of what he calls the EU's heavy-handed approach to big tech.
The targeting of tech companies for heavy enforcement, throwing large fines, that's the kind of behaviour that scares away investment, discourages innovation, and ultimately undermines economic growth.
This is a land where innovation grows, a country rated as a strong innovator.
Where collaboration. Ads like this promoting Ireland would have been unthinkable before the influx of major, mostly American tech companies over the past three decades. They've helped transform the Irish economy into one of the most prosperous in Europe. But, says privacy activist Max Schrems, Ireland's EU membership has been vital too. And the law is the law.
This country is extremely dependent on these industries. But after all, if you want to be a member of the European Union, you can't just not apply the laws that exist in the Union.
In the end, he doesn't believe that more rigorous enforcement of EU regulations would trigger an exodus from Ireland. If they want untrammelled access to the world's largest single market, where else would these companies go? At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.